This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Need to make a podcast that's just a compilation of all of our thumbnail.
Do we still have
the
all
only one
footage?
Who dressed for the occasion?
What's the Hanukkah? Yeah. Thank you, Aaron.
our
Jewish ally. Yeah.
I'm fully
that's
and a Christmas tree.
It's the holiday season.
It's the holiday season.
Happy holiday.
I wonder if there's going to be another war on Christmas, like there is every year.
Have you guys ever see this? Say happy holidays, not Merry Christmas.
I mean, I think for the last 20 years, Fox News, every Christmas season, there is a war on Christmas. Who's winning? Is Christmas winning? I feel like it is.
In what sense?
Money-wise?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, do you care?
No.
Do you
have... Because someone's like, Merry Christmas, are you like, no?
I say... Let's set a meeting. We're going to talk about this. That is unacceptable.
Or are you ever like, I'm actually Jewish, but Merry Christmas.
It depends on how fast the exchange is. Like if I'm at a Starbucks and they go Merry Christmas, I'm not going to be like, actually, no.
You start going like,
you should.
But a lot of people, if they ask me what I'm doing for Christmas, that like if it's more than just a salutation or greeting, then I'll...
You know what it gets such a kick out of me is Jesus is the reason for this season.
Tis the reason, or tis the season.
Tis the season, but sometimes people will like put out like a light thing outside of their house that just says, Jesus is the reason for the season. I'm like,
where can
obviously.
I get one?
What?
I should get the skeleton to hold it.
Oh my God, please. Wait, you should do skeleton, but like
put a beard on him?
No, a manger.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
the scene.
A nativity
a
scene.
A bunch of skeletons.
The scene.
The scene
went down.
Yeah. Directed by Ari Aster.
Have you been to Bethlehem?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
Away in a manger.
It's not the Christmas episode. I will have none of this.
You're right.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It's literally the first week of December. Like, we should be acknowledging.
Tis a season.
Mm-hmm.
Of Jesus or whatever.
It is ridiculous. I went into, I think it was like, what?
You sound like such a boomer. It's ridiculous.
Well, no, like I went into, it's almost like a parody. I went into some store, like a Nordstrom or a Macy's or one of those places, like on November 2nd, and they were already playing Christmas music.
Yeah.
I can't imagine
they should,
being an employee there, and you just have to now hear for 2 months, you just know garbage, not garbage, but like the same songs over and over and over. Like, we don't need every single song.
Do you have a favorite Christmas song or one that you're like, ooh, that's actually a really nice song?
I like the slow ones, like chestnuts roasting on an oven. I love like those like slow jazzy ones.
Yeah, where you can get like a little mood lighting.
Yeah,
early and chill.
And I like hearing. I love the seasonality of it, but it just now I feel like I'm very attuned to knowing that it's like basically forced on us. Like it's almost like a meme now that you have to just overcommit to the Christmas season the second Halloween is over.
And I think it's just because people enjoy it and you only get a couple months of it. So it's I want to savor it while I can.
But let's mix it up a little bit. Keep it, let's hear a regular song. Let's hear Dua Lipa and then,
on the music at stores. Well, she probably has a Christmas cover.
I
definitely.
There hasn't been like an iconic Christmas bop in a while.
Well, Taylor Swift's Last Christmas.
We're Christmas Tree Farm.
Heart.
Well,
that's
I think you can't outdo Mariah Carey, who, by the way, is performing on Friday her whole Christmas album at the Hollywood Bowl.
No.
Which
way.
To me seems way too fucking early to be doing that.
Yeah.
I'm very upset that it's happening November 17th and not in December.
Mm. Interesting. People leave for the holidays, though. Like, it's a nice... She's
probably
at least booked
do it, like,
in
December
busy.
December 1st.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel like enough people are in Los Angeles.
But the only other like big Christmas like hit that I feel like rivals All I Want for Christmas Is You is that Kelly Clarkson song where it's like, Santa,
da, 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 oh, yeah. Da, 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 it's more like recent, though.
Christmas Day. But that's like an anthem. That is good.
Is it because of TikTok, though?
I think it kind of brought it back.
Yeah.
Maybe it revived the hype.
Is it new?
I think
like
it
within
came
the last
out,
couple years.
Yeah, I think it was like after 2010 for sure.
I don't think I like that one.
Oh.
That's fair.
Well, All I Want for Christmas is You. That's at the end of like Love Actually, right? Mm-hmm. See, but like that Kelly Clarkson
song. We
should
go see Love Actually live.
I heard that they're doing that.
Yeah. Well, TJ sent it to me.
Well, it's going to be in AMC theaters. I know that for like a little bit.
Well, we know Aaron will never set foot in AMC.
It's kind of fun. Like, we'll sing sometimes in older film theaters.
I want to watch them do in front of me.
Okay.
Wait, like, where are they doing that at?
In LA.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my bones. Mm-mm. Christmas all around us.
Love that
movie. Does the 1975 have a Christmas song?
Wintering, which is, I'll get home on the 21st.
So not exactly.
She walks feeling herself as if she just landed a short.
But it's not like Jingle Bells or anything.
It was a huge moment in the 90s when you turn on the radio and you hear Christina or whatever, the Mariah Carey, every Christmas song. And then you'd hear Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
They'd play it like once or twice a season. And if you caught it, it was just like, pull the car over. We're listening to this all the way through. Wait, they're Jewish? Like it was like a revelation because we didn't have Wikipedia where it would just say who's Jewish. So
did you ever hang lights at your house, like blue lights?
No, I don't think so. You get like decor. Target's really good with the Hanukkah decor.
They have the little old lady.
They have so much stuff.
Mrs. Hanukkah.
I mean,
I don't know
just
what
like,
they call her.
Mrs. Hanukkah.
At Marshall's, they have like literally Christmas stuff. But they just paint it blue and then they sell it as Hanukkah stuff. There's like
it's like
blue.
Merry and bright.
Yeah, and it'll say like Merry and then Hanukkah, and it will say like it'll have an elf and it's just a blue elf literally next to the red and green elf.
Oh.
And it's just painted
blue.
No, I know, but it's like the Marshalls is like okay.
Yeah, no, that's
do you
very
at least
funny.
Wrap your gifts, your Hanukkah gifts? Are those wrapped?
I mean, when you're growing up, yeah.
Okay.
Every family does it differently.
It's just like, such a foreign like, concept. Do you wrap it?
Yeah.
I think every family does it differently, but it's not. Yeah. There's.
It's so much earlier this year.
Yeah.
I feel like last year was like on Christmas.
That's my favorite when it lines up. When like the last day of Hanukkah lines up.
That, yeah.
Oh, it's the best.
It's like we're all just celebrating the holidays.
It just ends so soon.
I know. But I'm excited. I bought a bunch of menorahs. So I have extras if anyone wants to light at the house like we did last year.
Sure.
Was that last year or 2 years ago?
Do you have a nice menorah?
It was like 2 years ago. Yeah.
Huh. Why didn't we do it this year? Oh, maybe it was because it was close to Christmas and everyone was away.
Yeah.
I bought new menorahs. Yeah. I have some
is
nice
it like
ones.
Like a nice one or like.
It gets Swarovski.
Or Matt comes in. Swarovski. Matt just comes into my house. Ew, that's your menorah?
No, I just like didn't know how much pride you take in your menorah.
My parents have really fucking nice ones that are like hundreds of dollars, but they never use them because once you use it, then all the wax gets on it and then
it's
it like
yucky.
Yeah, it's hard to clean because it gets in all the crevices. But
it's
like
silver, do you have to like polish it?
They have ones that are like ceramic and they're made by like handmade artists and it'll be like Noah's Ark with like all the animals and like giraffes and elephants on the menorah, or it'll be like a band playing music, like a scene with like little figurines, and it's like more art than menorahs.
You should get one that has all of the people that Adam Sandler has listed in the Hanukkah song.
Well, that's pretty good. Winona Ryder and Pauly Shore and that's funny.
Winona Ryder the thief.
Yeah, I know.
If you know, you know.
A queen thief.
I can't believe people used to use actual candles in their Christmas trees.
Yeah.
Like, what does
what
that mean?
A fire hazard.
Like they would
put... like there would be tall, there'd be like little candle holders on the Christmas tree. So instead of lights, you would light candles. That's
and
like how they used to do it back
the tree?
In the day. Yes. And
so
I saw
you're lighting a log on fire in
much.
Your home.
Yeah. So I actually saw a TikTok. I feel like it's old. I feel like I saw it last year too, but it was like the last people on earth to use candles in their Christmas tree. And they're like very old people. But
wait, they're still doing it?
Yes. There was literally tinsel hanging and everything. Like it looks crazy.
Oh, yeah,
do you want me to try
hazard.
To find it to like get a visual for
I think
it?
There was like a Disney movie when I was a kid that like their house caught on fire because of candles on a Christmas tree, but it was like an 80s
Disney
movie. Yeah, it
so
was very
dramatic.
It traumatized me as a kid.
Oh
I was just always worried, like making sure there weren't real candles on a Christmas tree.
Do you want to rewatch Eight Crazy Nights with me?
No, you guys gotta watch the
The Full Court Miracle.
Yeah. Because you haven't watched
I still haven't
it.
Seen
is that,
that
on Disney Plus?
I'm sure it is.
Oh, we gotta watch that.
And Matt also found a new book about.
So I've been getting recommended like seasonal books on TikTok, like Book Talk.
Okay.
And there was a holiday one called The Matzah Ball.
Are you gonna read it?
It seems like it's in the same world as like the book the books you guys read, where it's like a young girl who's like,
yeah,
like,
wait, I gotta look at the cover.
Did you read the synopsis? It's about a girl who secretly, it's a Jewish girl who's, yeah, read the synopsis.
I have seen this.
The matzo ball book, probably. When it's
I have seen this, actually.
They used to do in New York.
I saw it in Barnes & Noble.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if I'm going to be that interested in it.
Is the author Jewish?
Yeah, I think the author's Jewish.
No, this is the one I saw, Kissing Kosher. Kissing Kosher.
I'll put that one on my nightstand.
You're like manifesting. Kissing Kosher.
A charming debut, own voices rom-com about a chronically ill, nice Jewish girl with a secret career as a best-selling Christmas romance novelist.
Is this, wait, which book is this?
Who's the matzo ball.
Okay, okay.
Who's forced to write the first Hanukkah romance, sending her for inspiration to the matzah ball, a high-end Jewish music celebration run by her summer camp arch enemy. This is very convoluted.
The matzah ball.
What's this chronic illness, though?
Yeah, you're like, why is there
it's
so
a medical
much stuff?
Condition.
Let me, yeah, what is it?
Wait, is it the same author?
It's a severe allergy.
Yeah, okay, it's a severe allergy. I just hate the holidays.
The same author for Kissing Kosher. Kissing Kosher.
Oh, okay. So she's trying to cash in.
She's on a.
Yeah.
What's her name?
An unflinchingly honest romance. Two bakers on opposite sides of a longtime family feud must set aside their differences for a satisfying ending. Okay.
Oh, the matzo ball. They used to do that in New York. They might do it here, but like they'll. It's like what they call, they'll have a Jewish event for like a bunch of Jews to go and meet each other.
I think that Kissing Kosher was a movie. I think
really?
I think
a Hallmark movie?
Yes. I think that Danny DeVito's daughter was in it. Remember I was watching it last year and I was like, this is on, let me.
I would love to watch a little kosher romance movie.
Yeah, no, but it was like Hallmark.
Like, I mean, it's going to be terrible.
I watched something
lighting.
That was just like that. Danny DeVito.
Kissing Kosher movie?
Jewish movie.
Kiss Me Kosher?
Is that
Kiss
what it's called?
Me Kosher.
No, this looks like it's not that one.
Yeah, I started watching it last year. It was pretty bad.
Oh.
Have you watched the new Saw?
No, I haven't. Is it now available for rent at home? Yeah.
Oh,
no, God. I need to.
Ugh.
But now I'm like kind of in the holiday vibe.
I'm going to tell you, I didn't like it.
Oh, you didn't like it?
I liked the nostalgic part of it because of Saw, obviously.
Like the little guy?
Yeah, like just like the whole concept.
Were the games good? Like the challenges? Were they beatable?
Yes.
Ooh.
But hard.
Okay.
It's a really good concept. So like it's the plot is good, but I just hated the ending. I thought the ending was stupid. Like if it was a random movie I'd watch, I'd be like, this was the dumbest thing I've ever seen, but because it's Saw and it's so much nostalgic, I liked it.
Mm. That guy was in an episode of Seinfeld and it always gives me the heebie-jeebies when I see him.
I know. I was like, if I ever saw this actor out, I'd be freaked out.
Yeah. Like, you think he's just like a regular dude?
Yeah.
Or do you think like being in the Saw movies is like kind of fucked him up?
He actually is kind of like a sweetie in the last one.
Oh,
I'm not even kidding. Yeah.
Ugh, I still have nightmares about that.
Is what?
Sexy for Saw. I don't know. I'm thinking of like...
That's so like, hot for Saw. Yeah,
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Oh, the Christmas Jigsaw one? It's called Menorah in the Middle.
Menorah in the Middle.
Oh, I remember. I was talking about that. Yeah. Menorah in the Middle.
Is it worth watching? Would I find any enjoyment in it?
No, it was very...
Maybe background.
Pretty bad.
Okay, background.
Background.
Menorah I do like putting on like the Charlie Brown Christmas stuff on the TV.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What?
That's just interesting for you.
Well, they don't have a Charlie Brown Hanukkah.
Yeah. They don't. But there's a Rugrats one.
They probably have like it on South VHS. Park Hanukkah.
South Park Hanukkah? I don't know if they do.
In the Rugrats Hanukkah.
They might.
There's got to be something.
Right. Okay. The Rugrats.
Might be making fun of Jewish people, but.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably not good.
Rugrats Hanukkah special. They're on vacation, right? They're at like a cabin for that episode, correct?
I think so. I have it on VHS. I watched it.
It's not in their house. I remember that episode. They're in. They go on vacation somewhere.
They go to
like a ski resort.
It's like the Catskills, like where a lot of Jews go.
Okay. See, it's coming back to me. I always just remember.
Then they're telling the story of Hanukkah, and then the characters of like the Greeks and the Jews are played by Tommy, and like they reenact it
as
the characters.
Were Dylan Phil Jewish?
No, someone was Jewish in the show.
Cynthia.
Though.
Well. Tommy Pickles is Jewish.
That's what it is. The mom is Jewish. Stu is not.
You know, Stu isn't Jewish?
I don't think so.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, HelloFresh. Say hello to a stress-less holiday season with the help of HelloFresh. Skip the grocery store and save time with easy, tasty recipes delivered to your door. After a full day of work, there's still so much to do. Some days, it feels like eating a wholesome dinner is next to impossible. But with HelloFresh, you can turn busy weeknights into memorable meals with delicious and practical options designed to save you time, like their 15-minute meals. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something that everyone will enjoy. I love getting my HelloFresh every week. It makes me excited to see what the meal is going to be. I learn a new skill. I try a new food. I get some stuff I love. It's truly one of the highlights of my week. I know that the meal is going to be delicious every time, and it feels good to make something with your own hands. Go to HelloFresh.com/goodfree and use code GOODFREE for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's a free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/goodfree. Free, GOODFREE, with code GOODFREE. Check out the link and use HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. And now, back to the episode.
I love that meme of him where he's in the kitchen making chocolate milk and she goes, honey, it's 4 a.m. What are you making chocolate milk for? And he goes, because I've lost control of my life.
Oh, yeah.
And he's also...
The Rugrats?
Yeah, it's just like a dark scene in the Rugrats where he's just like miserable because he's making chocolate milk for his kid. And okay. Yeah. The parents in Rugrats are all like 30 years old.
No.
Yeah.
Shut up.
That's like the whole thing, yeah.
Well, that makes sense, I guess.
I feel like if I watch it now, I'd be
and
like,
Homer Simpson, 36 years old.
No.
Has a job, two kids, two cars, four bedroom house, considered a loser in the 90s.
Well, yeah.
And now you can't even fucking rent a place.
Homer is 30. I thought he was like a boomer.
He's 36 on the show.
He's giving 40. Never,
well, technically.
Well, yeah, now he is.
They never age though, right?
No, they never age. That's the whole point of the cartoon. Oh. Have you heard The Simpsons though recently?
No.
Oh, I didn't even know it was still like
it's
new
like
episodes.
Like 34 years in. Like, the woman who plays Marge is, like, an older woman at this point, and it just sounds so rough. She's like, oh, hey, Homer.
Oh, no.
It's just, like, not...
Well, I wonder if her voice is kind of fucked up from...
Probably,
doing
from
that
doing
voice
it for
so
years
long.
And years and years, yeah. It's, like, I watched, like, a recent episode, and it was, like, jarring to hear. It's not, you know, hey, homie! It's not that. It's just, like...
Voice actors hey, give homie. Me, like, the heebie-jeebies. Like, when they're not... When they're outside of their, like... them. When they're just in real life and they're doing the voice, I'm like, okay.
Oh, I used to
like,
love that.
Just say one line, but let's not keep talking. Like,
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
I don't know. There's something about it.
You don't like watching like the SpongeBob actors do like...
If they're in the studio doing it, I like that. But when they're like on a talk show or something and they just keep doing voices,
oh, I was thinking
it's
like so interesting. I'm
yeah,
like,
well, like the first time
on.
I ever saw that, you see the person who's doing the voice of like... I don't know, SpongeBob, you're just like, what the... It breaks your fucking brain. It's so sick.
Who's the one person or the show that it's like the same person?
Like they do
Bob's
all
Burgers
the voices?
Or something?
Oh, Family Guy. Oh, he does a lot of them.
Seth MacFarlane, yeah, does a lot of them. He does like Stewie, Peter.
I never really watched any of those shows.
Cleaned up three shows he got.
What was it?
Family Guy, American Dad, and
American
the Cleveland
Dad.
Show. And I think, no, that was it.
You know who got lucky is Mila Kunis. Too getting signed up on that cast when she's already like a big like movie
oh, yeah,
actress.
I forgot she was in that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! Think about the Family Guy money. That
is that still running?
Family Guy thing still is. Yeah.
Wow. Damn, cartoons just.
It's so easy.
It's like adult cartoons.
Easy, but, yeah.
With those ones though, I feel like they, you know, in the past were so problematic.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if people who used to watch them still enjoy them because I feel like they probably have to like reel it in a bit now.
Right.
I mean, some of those old Simpsons, I don't think are problematic. They're just fucking hilarious. Like, they're not... The Simpsons...
I feel like to you...
No, I don't think The Simpsons was... There's any... I mean, the big thing with The Simpsons was they had the one voice actor who was doing, like, ethnic characters, mm-hmm. and then that he, like, couldn't do that anymore.
Hmm.
But I think, like, the show itself is pretty... I don't think the people have...
I want to get into The Simpsons so bad.
Oh, dude, just throw it on...
I put it on, but it's, like, never... It's just not for me.
It's just not for you. That's
oh,
okay.
Matt, it's so good.
I know. I like the monorail episode. What?
I grew up on it. And, like, South Park, yeah. Oh, wow. South Park is so funny. They have a new special I haven't watched yet.
Oh, the Panderverse?
Is that what the new special is?
Yeah.
Is
I've heard it's really, really funny. It's on, I think, Paramount+. I've been wanting to watch it.
I remember the first time I saw a South Park episode, I was like 9 years old, and I snuck downstairs and turned it on. It blew my fucking mind. I didn't know stuff that like, it wasn't even possible to say the F word on TV, but they were just
it's so funny,
unbelievable.
Their pandemic special was so funny.
Really?
Yes.
I see on whatever it is, Paramount Plus, all the time. Like they recommend the South Park specials.
It's really funny. I mean, I don't know if it was like funnier then because it was like all happening at the time, but I remember specifically like old people could get the vaccine first, like back then. So it's like all the old people were getting vaccinated and then going to clubs, going out and celebrating and stuff. And then I don't really remember the rest of it, but I was lolling.
That's probably worth watching.
Yeah. I know South Park is definitely like edgy, but you know, we're millennials grandfathered into the humor.
Grandfathered
in,
yeah.
Yeah.
Get a grip, Gen Z.
I feel like they've kept it pretty much the same.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. But I feel like they're pretty like,
I mean, they had
liberal.
Like Martha Stewart shoving an entire turkey up her vagina in an episode. Like,
but no, she's like, she's making like a little queef. She's like, we're gonna make it look really pretty. Just put a little glitter here. There. And then 3, 2.
Oh my
wasn't that lovely?
Oh,
yeah,
God.
She like does
it's
that.
It's crazy. These guys are crazy.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's hilarious. I saw a really interesting TikTok about the catacombs. Has anyone seen it?
Yeah.
I knew you would have seen it. Aaron, I have the same for you, Paige.
You've known about what the catacombs
are. Yeah,
is,
I know
though,
what they
right?
are, but it was a girl talking about her boyfriend who like was like a little secretive. Like he would go down there a lot and he was like explorative.
It's like caves?
I don't think he was secretive. He was just like, you can't go down there without me.
She said
me.
He had secrets. Like he... I don't know how to explain it.
What is
maybe
a catacomb?
Maybe secretive. Catacombs is underneath Paris. There's like... How do you explain catacombs?
It's a like huge the tunnels. Labyrinth of tunnels. Man-made tunnels that they also haven't even fully mapped out yet. That's how crazy and winded it goes down there. It's also where they used to store like a lot of old bodies and stuff.
There's walls of skeletons
and skulls
well,
and everything.
Well, there's an area that you can go as a tourist and like actually like see it and leave. Okay. But apparently there's so many different entrances that you can get to in Paris that like you really only know if you like live there or if someone tells you where it is.
Okay.
But it's really dangerous because you don't know.
Yeah, you can get lost. Forever.
Yeah, but she said her boyfriend was like, you can never go down there because if somebody goes down
without
there
me.
Yeah, without me, if somebody goes down there by themselves or like if they're a tourist or whatever, there's people that live down there and they will run up and grab your flashlight and map and then you have no idea where the fuck you are.
There's people that just live down there?
Yes, yeah. apparently.
I think that's like kind of funny.
It's crazy. Like, how do they live down
nah,
there?
Fuck all that
it
shit.
It could be like a whole fake thing.
Caves.
But
there's
sure.
a horror movie about the catacombs. That's pretty
is
good.
Is there?
Yeah.
What's the plot?
You guys can find it on Matt's Letterbox.
I don't even know if I've actually like, fully seen it. I think I saw it years ago, but I think he's just like an urban explorer and he goes down there. It's a very like Blair Witch Project kind of thing, and that's what it turns into.
But it's not interesting.
Real. It's not real, no.
Wait, that's so
catacombs,
crazy.
Scary movie.
It's called like Under Paris. I know the cover of the movie is like the
as
Eiffel
above?
Tower
Did
upside
you say
down.
As above?
Yes,
so
as
below.
Above. Yeah.
2014.
Do you say you had like some stuff to stir it up?
Oh yeah, just some like stuff you can
do you guys want to guess what the national month it is?
December is National Soup Month.
Ooh.
Is it a food?
A
is it really
it
is it
is
a food?
A food. So pretty good.
Cheese?
No.
Did you tell me yesterday?
No.
Pizza?
No.
National ham?
Bok choy.
Does it sound appropriate for the season?
I think so.
Cinnamon roll.
Yum.
Is it a dessert?
No.
Is it a sweet treat?
Is it a type of bread?
No. This is the whole episode.
Okay.
But it's
okay.
also not a what meal.
Can you reveal it?
Wait, no. Give us a hint.
It's a fruit.
Oh.
Kumquat.
Hilarious. My banana. Apple? Because it's red.
No.
Oh.
I would guess apple.
Pomegranate.
No.
Okay, just tell us.
Just tell us.
Peach.
A pear.
Oh.
National
oh.
Pear
Partridge
Month?
And a yeah. pear tree.
Yeah. Shout out to pears.
Shout out to pears.
Pear.
Shout out to all the pears.
Pears. Who
I
was
love
that?
Pears.
Like, was that DJ Khaled?
No, it was like Rick Ross or something like that.
DJ Khaled always says crazy shit too.
It's also a couple of other things.
Do they still sell pears?
Yes.
What?
I feel like I haven't seen one since like 1996.
So that's probably because you don't go to the produce section.
I go through it.
I don't look, yeah. but I walk.
It's also
they're still selling pears like everywhere.
Yes, I mean when they're in season.
I get them all the time.
You yeah. buy pears all the time.
Yes, I love pears.
I don't, but I sample it when I go through the market.
You take a bite and then put it back down?
No, they have samples. So
that would have been like a farmer's market.
Oh. I thought you meant like a Whole Foods. I was like, what? Okay, it also has a number of Christmas-related month-long observances, with the most important being National Eggnog Month.
Okay.
National...
What?
National Fruitcake Month. And National... Like, I don't know what this is. National Impaired Driving Prevention Month.
Oh, anti-drunk driving month.
People get, like,
month.
A lot of really fucked up on the holidays.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't
But it's just, like, funny. Driving. National Fruitcake Month and National Impaired Driving.
Who makes fruitcake? I've never had it. I've never had it, never seen it in my life, but the media just always like puts fruitcake.
Fake media.
It's like, oh, they brought the fruitcake.
No, we were forced to eat it in elementary school. I remember they were like, you have to try fruitcake. Like, it was like a thing.
That's giving a lot.
Is there a difference? Isn't that just a pie? Isn't a fruitcake just a pie
in
a different
like
shape?
Like almost like bunty looking?
Yeah, it's like a bunt
but
cake.
What's the difference? Like, the inside like is the same as a pie.
Do you want me to look it up? Fruitcake.
Yeah, what's in, I guess,
it looks
apples?
Absolutely
why
disgusting.
Do people hate it?
Yeah, people
just
hate
it. Just the way it looks.
Fruitcake?
Can I see?
Ew, that's remember? Okay, that looks like a pecan fruit.
Yeah. No, I'm not into that.
No, they all look like that.
Okay. They like made us
what's,
eat it.
What's in it? What is
ew.
In it?
Ew. Okay. Ew,
no, this
look
doesn't
that.
Look good at all. It looks like
I don't know. I'm like kind of conflicted.
It says fruitcake or fruitcake is a cake made with candied or dried fruit, nuts, and spices, and optionally soaked in spirits.
No.
Candied?
In the UK, certain spirits? Rich versions may be iced, and, iced, like icing, and decorated. Fruitcakes are usually served in celebration of weddings and Christmas. I don't know. That's like icking me out.
Yeah, it kind of looks like vomit. That's been like
driving me, being forced to eat one in elementary school.
Yeah.
But candied fruit. Well, like, I love like a good oatmeal cookie, and there's like a little bit of raisins in it.
Why is banana bread so fucking good? And are there other ways you can make bread?
Yeah, so many different ways.
But like, what's it? What is it about banana bread?
Zucchini bread's really yummy, especially if
you're tasting banana in like a whole different form.
But I don't really taste the banana in banana bread.
It's like banana. Well, I think bananas when you heat like bananas, like bananas Foster taste really delicious.
There's
like
the sweetness
of a raw banana. It kind of like evolves, like it levels up. The taste does.
I think it probably melts the sugars in them, and then it sweetens the bread.
Yes. No one just made banana bread. It's so good.
Banana bread
with
like
a shit ton of sugar in it.
Butter. Oh my. Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's basically
it's like
cake.
Flour, yes. Sugar, and like mashed up.
Okay, that's
not good for you.
Oh, banana bread's not healthy.
No.
Oh. Okay.
It's not. Just making sandwiches with it.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Ew. Like that is so.
It looks
gross.
Like it's made with fruity pebbles. Like
yeah.
Fruit
no.
Cakes looks like
so
fruity pebbles
is it,
cakes.
Does it taste that bad, or does it just look gross?
We got. I feel like we need to try it, Carly. Maybe some of your ancestors can send us one.
What is it?
Fruitcake.
Oh, okay.
Is there a certain part of the country that
is
just crazy about fruitcake? See. The thing is, I've never seen that in my life, but I've seen it in cartoons and on TV.
That is not being served at any of my family
events. Yeah, it looks like a cartoon
thing.
They
all look the same.
Yeah, I feel like when it was presented to us in elementary school, they were like, this is a thing nobody actually wants to eat. And then they had us like try it.
Like, it looks like throw up meatloaf.
Oh, yeah. Meatloaf.
Did you guys make gingerbread houses in elementary school?
Probably.
I don't remember.
We made gingerbread houses and we had to like... show them all off in like the trophy case at the school. You got to see all the gingerbread houses.
Oh, cute.
The school
made.
Yeah,
I feel like maybe that was a thing.
Yeah. Have you started your Christmas village?
No, I haven't. Also, it's just I don't have that big of a house as I used to.
Yeah.
And so that's just a whole nother thing.
It's going to be in this economy, inflation. You got to downsize.
Sell off some of the houses.
It's just going to be smaller. But
the real estate bubble, Matt. You got to sell.
My mom will not stop being like, you need to bring Matt here during Christmas so he can
I have plenty of Christmas village stuff. Everyone's always like tagging me like, you got
to
get this.
Well, no, she just wants you to like
see the houses.
She just wants you to see that.
Oh, yeah, because those are one of her friends have.
Yeah.
They have a neighbor that like, it's crazy.
It's their entire living room.
It's insane. It's crazy. I've never seen anything like it. But I was like, I don't think Matt's going to come here just to see that. So, sorry.
In Vegas or?
In Vegas, yeah.
Okay. I was thinking we should do like a photo shoot, like a winter photo shoot.
Okay.
I'd be down. I'm ready.
We should go
I have
outside
my red
the
on.
Snow.
Big Bear?
You want to take a 4-hour trip to take
one photo? I think it would be like a fun 24. We did like, well, it's like a fun 24-hour shoot. We go out, like stay the night in the cabin, but we do a bunch of photos in the snow and then we come back. But we
that'd
have like
fun.
A good, yeah. A good fun like seasonal shoot to post on like Christmas for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Perfect.
Okay, cool. It'll probably already be out by the time. I don't know.
Also, another thing in December that I saw was on December 28th has been considered to be the unluckiest day of the year for thousands of years. Did you
Which
guys know
day?
This?
Sorry,
December
I've heard of this.
December 28th.
Can you? Is there more to that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's hear it. Yes.
The origins of this superstition lie in the story of Christ.
As it was okay.
As it was reportedly on this day that the reigning king ordered all baby boys to be put to death in an attempt to kill Jesus Christ.
Whoa.
And that happened?
Up until relatively recently, it was considered unlucky to start work, set sail on new ventures, or generally do anything on this day.
Okay, I will be rotting in my bed then. On December
28th. Sounds worse than Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
You know what I love is Krampus.
Oh, that's scary.
I know.
What is that?
I did love you see the scary Chris. I like.
Wait, did
I've
you
been
see
kind
the
of
one
into
Violent Santa or whatever?
Oh, Violent Night.
Oh, yeah.
With
yeah,
David
yeah.
Harbour.
Yeah.
That's. I don't. I hated that movie.
I did obviously not watch that, but
very too scary. Very violent. But the idea of like how Krampus comes not to give but to take. Like
ooh, no, what does he take?
You're
though?
Killing my joy.
He takes your soul, or like oh, he takes your life.
Not
he'll
like your
he'll
TV.
Bring you like evil presents, then they'll like kill you and stuff. But I love
what a great concept.
Dark Christmas. Like,
do you like Nightmare Before
just
Christmas?
Watch like Jack Frost?
No, like Dark Christmas or like Christmas Carol. Like the idea of like ghosts and Christmas, like where it's
yeah,
just
I love a Christmas Carol.
Just the idea of like just with a candlelight like going down the hallway and it's so spooky and it's snowy outside and you know, what do they say? Scary ghost stories of Christmases long ago. I like this spooky edge of yeah. Christmas, though. I still love the Christmas vibe.
Yeah,
I do love it when like that's so. When it gets dark here early,
yeah,
I like to channel my brain into being like
spooky Christmas,
dark Christmas.
Not
dark
I.
Christmas. I'm with you. I feel like yeah. I would like that kind of stuff.
I gotta send you some dark Christmas TikToks that are like,
ooh yeah,
like just aesthetic wise, and you just sit there and you're like, oh.
And send it to me within the app.
Okay,
if you can.
Oh, I hate sending within the app.
I'll
do it.
I had to text Matt. I was like, look at the TikToks I sent you in the app.
I know.
And they're building up. This podcast is sponsored by Next Depot. There are just things in life that don't mix, you know, oil and water, brushing your teeth and then drinking orange juice, disgusting. Bedtime and scrolling your phone, even though that's literally what I do every night. Speaking of not mixing well, our bodies don't absorb CBD oil well. So when you reach for an oil-based CBD product, you could be absorbing as low as 6% of what's on the label. Next Depot Naturals has developed a water-soluble form of CBD, clinically tested multiple times, which is proven to work faster and absorb 4 times better. So you can stay calmer or sleep better during the stressful time of year. Next Depot Naturals has helped me feel so much less stressed in very stressful situations. I obviously have my own anxieties and all that, but Next Depot Naturals really has helped in those moments and for sleep or even for recovering from a workout. Sometimes after Pilates, I'm super sore and the Next Depot Naturals are great for that. Now you can try their brand new extra strength daily wellness CBD gummies that are 2 times stronger than regular strength. Don't waste your time with oil-based CBD that might not work. Upgrade to better natural solutions from Next Depot. Go to nextdepot.com and use promo code GOOD to get 25% off. That's 25% off at nextevo.com, promo code GOOD.
Okay, Carly, you have some stuff you texted us. You're gonna stir it up.
Well, it's okay. That's a lot of pressure.
Stir it up. Little darling, stir it up.
I found, I was just like on scrolling through Reddit.
You don't know
Reddit.
That?
No, what's that?
Bob Marley?
You're a liar. You never smoked weed in your life.
That's presumptuous. Okay, continue. Sorry.
Well, I just found some stuff on Reddit, like Ask Reddit, and I thought it'd be like fun conversation, maybe. This one says, what is one of the most universally hated experiences?
Oh.
Church.
Church. Like, so, like the top one is like touching something mysteriously wet or sticky.
Oh,
like
I was
something
just
you don't
say,
like think about until it happens to you.
When you wash your hands with long sleeves and then the cuffs of your sleeves get wet.
Yeah.
That is the fucking worst.
Yeah. They have
like going to the DMV.
Go on,
I like kind of make a game out of it. I just accept that this is going to be like a 2-hour ordeal.
Yes.
I'm not going to have the documents they want, and it's going to be hilarious because I read on the website that I need these 7 things, and you're going to tell me, and that's exactly what happens every
time. The thing with the DMV, you have to bring everything you own just in case.
And your it's whole still not enough. Cabinet. It's still not enough. And then the woman is super fucking mean, and she just goes, nope, not going to work. And I'm like, can you tell me what I need? Not that. I understand. What do I need?
Go home,
and
you
I'm
little
like,
bitch.
To me, it's like I'm like playing a video game. Like I have to get through the DMV, and I like completely make the experience.
Okay,
that's what I try to do. And then she says, okay, go stand over there, and we'll call you. And I'll say, how long is it going to be? She says, we don't know. And I'm like, ooh, a mystery.
You got to make an appointment for the DMV.
Yes,
that's like what you should do.
You make an appointment. You get there. You still wait 45 minutes.
How often are you guys going to the DMV?
I mean,
Once a week.
Oh, I was like, what?
He's got to go play the game.
Yeah. It's his game night.
It's my favorite game.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been in a very long time.
I think I've been once since I moved here.
Yeah.
Me too.
I've been 2 times.
It sucks.
I hate spilling things.
Like on other things?
It's like you're like cooking like, or something and you drop something. You're like, God damn it. That like moment where you're busy doing something else and then suddenly there's a mess that you caused, your fault, and you're just, an idiot.
Like
I get really angry about that kind of stuff.
Anything with like being wet unexpectedly.
Like a sock.
A sock is the worst.
I did that the other week and I had a protein shake and then just out of habit, I went to shake it, but the top was off. And
that
it
is the fucking worst.
All over. And it was like chocolate flavor. So it was brown all over my house.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That is the worst.
I just saw a video of a girl. I think she was vacuuming like something in her like chimney, like whatever, but the part of the vacuum was open, so all the shit she was vacuuming was like shooting out, and it's from like a camera in the house, like in the kitchen, and the little girl is just standing in the kitchen like watching it, and then finally she realizes and she's like, oh my God, because like all
the little girl runs over to her, she's like, mom, what the hell are you doing?
Or that mom painting on a ladder, and then her daughter comes in and scares her, and the ladder and all the paint splatters everywhere, and she gets so fucking pissed.
The lady was like dying laughing about it though, which I was like, I would not handle it. That I would be so fucking pissed at myself if I did that.
Like, what do I do?
She was literally just cracking up, and I was like, you can do that.
Oh, you know what I hate is when the Wi-Fi doesn't work.
Oh, that I have to like, unplug and replug every day.
You unplug it, you replug it, you're pressing WPS, don't even know what that means, and you're trying shit out. Mm-hmm. How do they not make understanding how Wi-Fi works easier for people to figure out how to fix their Wi-Fi? It's just,
I know,
bad technology haunts me everywhere I go. If I check in at Airbnb, sure enough, the Wi-Fi doesn't work. Oh, and who's going to fix it? Me. Because, Matt knows how to do technology. Everywhere I go, I'm fixing somebody's Wi-Fi. I probably fix someone's Wi-Fi or fuck with it once a month.
Like I feel like I never worry about Wi-Fi.
Me neither.
I have Spectrum.
Well, here's a pro tip. If you do have a thing at home, the cable company or the internet company will always give you a router. They have the modem, which is what the big wire goes into, the white one with that looks like a TV cable.
Yes, and then the router.
The router. The routers that they give you.
Oh, I know. Yeah, let's go on. Here I am again.
The routers that they give you fucking suck. They're terrible routers. They're outdated. They don't get software updates. If you just buy your own router,
I've heard,
it's like a billion times. But I have the Eero, the Amazon one, which is like kind of problematic because it's Amazon.
That's what I have.
And I literally have never thought about my router once ever
because the signal's really strong.
It's a perfect
send me the link, please.
And the router also updates itself to like fix any bugs or whatever. Like it's an Eero, and then it comes with like two little, or like any just non-router that you get from your cable company is going to be much better. Like go to a Best Buy, buy whatever router they recommend.
I'm pretty sure I have that too.
Yeah, it's the best.
And I've never had an issue.
That's because I used to be like this, where I'm just like, this fucking router fucking sucks. You have to unplug it. It gets overloaded. Because like also
send me the link.
The routers that they give you, this is sort of a little bit of a nerdy tech lesson, but like the reason why routers start to suck is because when you have people come over, their phone gets connected, their laptop gets connected. The routers only have a certain number of like devices that they are optimized to have on at once. So once you pass that threshold, your router starts to like just kind of suck. If you've had like 10 different connections to it, that's why you need to reset it. And that's why over time it gets worse. Because more and more phones and Xbox and TV, like there's a certain limit. And just getting a better router means you're going to have a better experience.
I called Spectrum and I was like, this is unacceptable because my internet goes out every single day and I work from home. Look, I'm uploading all the time and everything. And honestly, that has happened many times. Like, I've been in the middle of an upload and the internet goes out and I have to like start it all over again. It's so fucking annoying. And I was like, well, I'm going to switch over to Verizon Optic, which I can't even get.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I was wondering if you had anything, any deals or anything before I switch over or like anything that you'll keep me here. And they literally, my bill used to be $89 a month. It's now $49 and it's faster upload and download speed.
I did the exact same
thing. It's crazy. I'm like, why didn't you just give me that in the first place?
That's literally best pro tip. If you want your internet bill to be lower, you call them and you say, I'm canceling. You don't say my internet doesn't work. You don't say I want it cheaper. You say,
okay, bye. You're like, no, actually. Okay, see ya.
If you get that person, then you hang up and try it again. But they are like the cancellation department is trained to keep you as a customer. Like they would rather cut your bill in half than lose you as a customer. So if you get through to the cancellation department and tell them you want to quit, they will give you a sick fucking deal before you quit. And then you just take the deal. And my bill went from $90 a month to $50 a month as well.
Yeah, sick.
And it's faster.
It still sucks. Like it goes out every day, but
just get a new router.
I think I
will. I'll send you a link. It's so much better.
Does that mean I have to do like a new password and everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you just make a new name and password.
Yeah. Okay.
Do Wi-Fi boosters work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I had one.
Did you ever like really try and come up with a unique, funny name for your router?
My dad always named it like Virus 1, Virus 2, just because he knew that nobody would like connect to
it. Oh, that's funny. Yeah. I always try to like come up with like, tell my Wi-Fi love her.
Oh.
Her just
my
like
pretty
my friend's password was it's on the refrigerator, so that was like the actual password. So people would always get up and go to the refrigerator. And he goes, "No, it's on the refrigerator's the password." Like in college, we had FBI surveillance van. That's like funny. such a cliche one.
My God, my parents' Wi-Fi password in Nebraska
used to be.
I'll share it because it doesn't matter. It used to be. It was so annoying. It was like not any ordinary thermos will do, but like random things were capital. I'm just like, guys,
huh?
It's from a
who's hacking their Wi-Fi?
It's from a song, I think, right?
Yeah,
it's from a song, like an old song. Not any ordinary thermos will do, or maybe it's from a movie. I don't know,
Or maybe it's an old like Campbell's soup commercial jingle.
I don't know.
Ours used to be Bob Seger's pad.
Ours is Paula Abdul because our realtor's name was Paula.
Paula Abdul.
Yeah,
she was Abdul. Just a crossword puzzle.
I am still using the password they gave us. It's like strong letters. Spark.
Oh my god!
I just hate that. Like, so when you don't change the password, but they keep that really like encrypted one, like on the fucking back of it. Like, put it on the top.
No. Oh yeah, they hide it.
Make it like a scan, and I can just add it. It's just you have to go back and take a picture.
My parents always just kept it as that one, so I would have to go downstairs and look at the router.
And it's in the smallest fucking font.
Yeah, you need
it's
like a flashlight.
76 million letters long.
Yeah.
Now they've been like updating it, wrong. And they've been making it like Brave Snake or Furry Straw.
They put it's like a words. They make it words now that's like
a little bit more easy.
Purple sparkle horse.
Strong spark.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
With some numbers, but I'm not going to say.
Wow, Carly, that was a great question to stir it up. Any others?
There's a bunch. Universally hated experiences. Obvious, but someone said vomiting.
Ugh.
But like, I kind of don't hate vomiting.
I only vomit.
Because I feel like once I'm vomiting, I'm like, okay, I'm going to feel better.
Yeah, but like, think if you had food poisoning and you didn't stop vomiting.
Oh, that's happened.
Food poisoning
that I don't like,
is
that I don't like.
One of the worst human experiences you can go through.
I hate vomiting. Agree. I will suppress it for as long as I can.
How often do you vomit?
I mean, not frequently.
I vomit like once every 3 or 4 years.
I thought you were going to say days. Yeah. And I was like,
Oh, Ozempic too.
That's why I stopped taking like shots. I stopped drinking like tequila and stuff because I would always be throwing up when I did that stuff. So
yeah.
When I was having my appendicitis, I remember I was like sitting on the toilet trying to poop because I thought I was gassy, and like I just was like, I'm gonna throw up. Sitting on the toilet, puked in my tub.
Ew, in the tub.
Listen, I had no option. I puked in the tub, and I swear it was like dark, but I did not want to see it. I think it was dark.
How did you clean that out?
Washed it. I mean, I ran the thing and then I put some soap. Like,
Did you have like a strain or like what's your drain look like on your?
It's hard. I never use that shower. It's like a regular drain.
One like time, a spaghetti strainer drain?
No.
One time in college, I had a puke and I brought my laptop and I opened up the photo booth webcam and I recorded myself puking because I wanted to see what I wanted to see what I looked like puking.
I feel like you've told us this before.
That is so funny.
That is so funny, Mike. Do you still have it?
No, it was on like my old computer.
I would pay.
I sent it to my friends.
So funny.
I was like looking at the camera too. Dramatic. I was like, does this look good?
Yeah. Men are so when they just are like, sick.
Yeah. No.
In the sepia.
I wasn't like trying to get like any sympathy or anything.
I know. I just
wanted to like see the physical experience because you can never see yourself throwing up.
That's true.
I wanted to know.
Record it next time in the next couple months.
I feel like I've definitely like front face camera filmed myself getting sick.
Like drunk.
Yeah.
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 I want to be like, puke and rally, baby.
That's the fucking worst, dude. What a terrible phrase. Puke and
rally.
That
was the only time I liked getting sick because I was like, perfect, I can drink more.
That is a good feeling.
Yeah. Though. I think that is because the last time I puked besides appendix was after I drank the next day, I was just nauseous all day. And I was like, I just need to throw up and I'll feel better. I threw up and I was like, cool, ate Wingstop. I was like, there you go. Another one, same vibes. Waiting at the ER is a universally hated experience.
That was terrible.
It can take so
I'm always terrified when I'm in the ER, not about like me getting served and how long it's taking. I'm terrified about what's going to come in the
through
ER.
The front door.
Someone's just going to be like, help me, I'm shot.
Especially a Kaiser.
Yeah. Something just, it's terrifying. Yes. I think he's going to walk in the door and it's going to scar me for the rest of my life.
I remember in Chicago when Zane like broke his arm or whatever. We were in the waiting room forever and this lady came in and she was like, I think I have the worst flu bug in the world, like I can't stop puking, and I was just like, you're just gonna be around all of us. And in my head I was like, I have a flight later, like I'm gonna get the flu and start puking everywhere. I just like, so spooky, like who's coming in there.
I read pertaining to our last episode that it was what were the episodes that we did,
scams,
yes,
and
Thanksgiving.
No, it was for the one we recorded today.
Oh, insider secrets?
Yes. Yeah. It was saying like, I work in a hospital and like, they are so dirty. The only like actual clean part of hospitals are the ORs.
Oof. Yikes.
Oof.
And the OR is so cold.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It has to be.
Hmm.
Another universally hated experience is customer service. Like robot ones. Like, just give
me a
person.
Person.
No, same. Like,
person.
Is that your word? You say person?
0000.
I don't. I was just saying whatever.
I say representative. Let me talk to someone. Representative.
Yeah, I'm not saying that.
Representative.
Representative.
Human.
Are the chat, like, bots that you're talking to, where it's like,
Stephen M.
Sometimes.
Hey, this is
me.
I'm Angela. I'm like, are you really?
No.
Angela?
Yeah.
I'm like, or sometimes it's the most, like, I don't know. Sometimes it's a very, like, unique name. And I'm just like, what?
Right. Yeah. Some of them are real. Like, Buffy, the blanket
Vampire
company.
Like, I'm Patika. Like, you're like. Is your name really Patika?
Yeah. No, some of them are real, though.
But they're like making... Never mind.
You know who has the best customer service? It's so niche. Litter Robot. They have the best customer service.
Litter Robot?
Yes.
Oh, it's probably because they're like never helping anyone because no one has them.
Because it's $700. Yeah.
Literally. Like, I've had two break and they've just sent me a new one. And then I just put the old one in the box, put it outside, and they pick it up.
There's a website I've been using forever called gethuman.com, G-E-T-H-U-M-A-N. Any customer service, it tells you what buttons to press to get to a human fastest.
Wow.
So
that
it's
is
like,
a good
to
tip.
Speak to Verizon, press 1, then on the next menu, press 4, and then press 0, and then press ***, and you'll get a human.
So you don't have to wait for them to talk.
And then, they have like a service that they've added where like they will call for you. They'll get someone on the line, and then when someone's on the line, they'll call your phone.
Damn.
Oh, I love that. I feel like a lot of places now, it's like...
Yeah, we'll call you back.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I know.
The worst.
Do you ever forget, though, and then you, like, ignore it? You're like, who the fuck is this? It's like, oh, damn it. No. Definitely happened to me before.
Did Google ever release that, like, Google Assistant feature? Remember they had that big conference, and they go, book me a haircut at this place, and then Google
just went and did it? Never mind. Like, I don't know if they ever actually put that out.
That was
the
crazy.
AI voice assistant. Yeah.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Liquid IV. No matter where or how you're hydrating this season, Liquid IV is the hydration brand fueling your well-being. Their hydration multiplier can keep you going through the end of the year and beyond. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, Liquid IV hydrates 2 times faster than water alone, all in a single stick. And now it's available and sugar-free. You can choose from 3 delicious flavors, white peach, green grape, and lemon lime. And Liquid IV is for everyday hydration, not just high-energy athletic endeavors. You can put it in the morning to jumpstart your day, maybe a little mid-afternoon slump, get you right rehydrated back to where you need to be. I use Liquid IV basically every day. It feels like I'm drinking water 2.0. I love it. I love the flavor. I love how quick and easy it is. I love the taste. And I think my new favorite is the white peach because it's robust and satisfying. Although, I do like the tart and crisp flavor of green grape as well. 1 stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. And there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. It contains 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. It's non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. It replaces sugar with a proprietary amino acid allulose blend. Allulose is a naturally occurring sweetener with the same sweet taste and texture one can expect from table sugar. So grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code GOOD at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code GOOD at liquidiv.com.
Where you could just tell the Google Assistant to go call and book you a hair appointment, and then the robot calls the person, sets all of it up.
It sounds like it's a real person.
And you don't even have to touch it.
Oh my gosh.
It sounds like you have a personal assistant. Like you'll go on Google, type in haircut, and then you just say, book appointment for me. It calls the place and it's an AI voice going, hey, my name is Cindy and I'm working for King.
And it will laugh and it will think, it'll go,
Yeah. And it will like, and they demo this where they booked a hair appointment with a real human on the other end who didn't know that you're talking to a robot. Pretty lit.
I also found one that said, what's the most pleasant sensation or experience no one talks about?
Blowjob.
Okay. Everyone talks about that.
Oh, boy.
Like someone said, writing with a really smooth pen that just glides across the paper.
Oh, a smooth pen is incredible. Versus,
I don't like a smooth pen.
No, when you're writing like a
if it inks like off, or I feel like I'm going to make a mistake, I like a little bit of a slower pen.
A smoother pen,
I'm going to make an error.
Aaron does ink.
I prefer a quill.
Aaron writes with quills only.
Yeah, by candlelight.
Yeah. Have you ever written with a quill?
Yeah, well, that's the only way that I
I actually have.
Right.
I'm sure you have, like,
I feel like
grown
when I was
up
a
in
kid,
these kids.
I did.
Yeah.
I think
you were like forced to for some reason.
Yeah,
some
I think we did it at like a colonial experience.
Yeah.
Thing.
I was like, God damn.
At archery camp.
I love the sensation of getting like a warm shirt out of the dryer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, every time I take a shower, I throw my towel in the dryer on high for those 5 minutes. And then
really?
I take my towel out and it is the best thing I do every day.
Okay, question.
Yes.
So do you run naked to get
that's
the towel?
I will like...
Well, his laundry...
It's pretty small.
Washer and dryer is in his bathroom.
It's in my bathroom.
That is a slay. You have a towel warmer right in your bathroom.
It's amazing. Yeah, I mean, I usually try and like, you know, scrape the arms and legs down so I'm not, and like do a little bit of a dry.
That's so I feel like so many boys do that.
I do too. Does it work?
So well.
It's like a squeegee.
Yeah. It saves
but
your
dry.
Like,
dry in the shower.
It cuts
though.
Your drying time in half.
I dry in the shower.
I'm
like,
all the
TJ
time.
Does not because the shower or the bathroom gets so fucking wet.
That is my worst.
That's the point
pet
of the bathroom. Let it get fucking
all over
wet.
The floor.
No.
Who cares?
No, because then one of
it'll
the worst
dry.
Experiences will happen to me. I'll step in it with my fucking sock.
Which is another one of the one people don't like is wet socks. Which is why I don't do water rides at my socks.
It's got to be the last ride of the day.
Yeah.
But
then you're
in
the car, freezing cold, soaking wet.
True.
In the middle of summer.
Well, it depends.
Who's going on water parks in February?
No, like Disneyland, and you do the log ride last, and it's like 68 degrees outside,
right,
and then
yeah.
you're freezing, and then you have to drive home 40 minutes. I don't know. One of the universally good ones is clearing a water clogged ear.
Oh, when you do the jump and it goes,
oh.
Or like this thing where you like
yeah.
get the thing out.
That's a good one.
What? Did I do something?
Yeah, I have beef.
What?
What's that beef?
You put a water clogged ear? She just went,
what? What happened?
It was just the slowest head rotation ever.
A warm towel is really nice. Getting the perfect bite of a sandwich or a salad where it has like all of
everything.
The ingredients on it.
Yeah.
I never think about that.
Oh,
me
it's
neither.
It's like I try to do it. Like when I'm eating a sandwich, I'm like, I'm strategizing what the next bite is going to be so I can get all the ingredients in every bite.
I love when I hear it's going to rain today. I'm always like, what? Really? It's happening today?
It's going to rain later this week if you're actually
I'm
going to
be out of town. I leave tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
But I love, yeah, the idea. Or like when you start hearing pitter-patter, you're like, is that rain?
Oh, my God.
Love that feeling.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Also, I think like when you have a cold and you finally can like breathe out of your,
out of your nostrils
yeah. or like both of them. Oh, it's like always taken for granted just breathing. Because when you're sick, it sucks. And that's how I get addicted to Afrin because it works. That was sad. Someone goes, when you come home and someone's genuinely excited to see you.
Oh.
Someone said.
Did you hear that? I saw a TikTok recently and it was kind of like an advice TikTok, a little like social hack. When you arrive to a party or you arrive to like a gathering and there's groups, it's not, your energy shouldn't be, hi, I'm here. It should be like, hey, there's you, to the guests of the people that you're seeing. Sometimes people will walk in and have this energy of being yeah. just like, hey, hello? It's me, I'm here, like whatever. When you walk in, you should be focused on the people that, hey, there's you. You're
yeah.
seeing the people that you're there to be with. Sometimes people ride in on this like,
I'm here.
It's this, their, I think presence, it's like time and place.
But yeah. not time and place.
Because I think sometimes that's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if someone walks in and said that, I'd be like, you're here.
I'm here.
But yeah. I think this applies to like people who are maybe not
boring.
Yeah. Or just not as self-aware of like,
yeah.
Okay, Beth, we know. Like,
yeah. Hi, I'm here. Sorry, I'm late. There was traffic and then my daughter was just hilarious. Yeah.
Or just like, hey, we're already having a conversation just, here.
It's more like, hey, there's you. Like, there's you. That's you, what that. You're thinking to
there
the
you
guest.
Are.
Like,
connect. Every time I come over, hello, Carly. There you
there
are.
There she is.
I'd be like,
I feel it's like I do say that a lot. I'm like, there she is.
Yeah, you do.
Miss America.
Miss America?
Is yeah, it's like a greeting.
Not to me. She doesn't say it.
Oh.
Hmm. Oh, someone said when you are bloated up with gas and finally get the big one out. Oh, it is the best experience. It happened to me the other day. I was like, I can't fart. I just can't fart. And it was like, sorry, Aaron.
But you feel like you need to fart.
Yes.
And you just
like
can't.
Or you have like intense gas pain. You're like, just let right. it out. And then you finally let it out. And it's like, you feel like your stomach goes flat.
Yeah. A good burp also is very satisfying.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The worst is like, have you ever like swallowed water weird? It feels like there's like a golf ball going down your throat. And you're like, how do I get rid of this feeling? What is that?
Air.
It's air.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Or I don't think like your muscle is like fully ready to do it.
Yeah,
you caught your muscle like in a lurch to like
esophagus or something.
Yeah, it's like, oh, wait, hold on. Yeah. We're not ready enough to push this down. That's what I think it is.
Ice cream headaches are very cruel.
Oh yeah.
Oh my
Slurpee
God.
Headaches. Just brain, you mean brain freezes? Or you call it an ice cream headache?
So, yeah, it's the same thing.
Oh.
Yeah, but you say ice cream headache?
Yeah.
No.
I've heard of brain freeze is like if you're eating a Slurpee, but ice cream headache is usually just for ice cream.
No,
it's, is there a difference?
No, like, no, sensation? But it's just the way that you call it.
And it sucks because it feels like it's never gonna go away.
Yeah.
What if it happened forever?
If you rub your tongue against the roof of your mouth to warm it up, then it goes away.
What if you, like, have a hairdryer?
Just put your lips on the hairdryer and blow your brains out.
Did you guys see the Julia Fox thing where she sleeps with a hairdryer on all night?
She said she, like, used to. Or she still
instead
does.
Of
she
what?
Still
just, does. Like, a space heater?
No.
It's just, like, her own white noise. Noise.
And she likes, set her your house on fire.
She's like, I've never had fire. But then the comments are so funny. It was that like, I've had hairdryers blow fireballs out. Like,
that's...
And she
psychotic.
Likes it on like the hot setting. I'm like,
have you ever looked at the back
room?
Of a hairdryer, like inside it? That looks disgusting.
Well, it's a filter. You're supposed to take it off and then you can clean it.
What?
Yeah, get the Dyson.
It's a filter on the back.
I have it. I'm telling you, like, if you're at like maybe a hotel or like you're staying at someone's house and they got like the guest room blow dryer, like an old one.
There's a
that's
filter.
A filter
that you can
back?
Take off and clean. Yes.
Never knew that ever.
Yeah.
Never. But I mean, we have the Dyson thing. It's nice. Yeah. I haven't seen one of those in a while.
Not since our old days.
Since yeah, no.
Like
days.
My favorite thing was, well, you know, when you're staying at someone's house and it's in their guest room, as if people don't use those hair dryers every day.
Oh yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Like the standard issue ones.
Yeah.
Like the one that I have.
Yeah. I didn't know that's a filter you can take
but
it off.
But you probably keep it in your guest bathroom,
no,
right?
No, I don't have a guest bathroom because I'm a normal person. Yeah.
Was traffic bad for everyone coming here today?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they shut down one of the major highways in California indefinitely.
But that's going like the other way.
Yeah, because yesterday I checked at 9 a.m. I checked and it was still only like 40 minutes.
What are you guys giggling about?
Because the audience listening to this is going to be like, oh yeah, what's the traffic? I keep going on about this traffic.
They don't care.
They like the hyper niche content, Matt.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, let's keep talking now.
Okay, someone says a great feeling getting goosebumps listening to a great song. I do like that.
Good. Chills.
That happened to me with the Mulan soundtrack.
Oh, yes.
And I told my parents, and I didn't know how to describe it. And I remember I go, it touches my heart.
Oh, Carly. Aww.
Yeah. We're talking like the Be a Man, like the Mulan song.
Yes, I think it was Reflection.
Oh.
Who is that girl?
I had like
staring straight.
I love getting the chills. Man, I haven't gotten the chills in a minute, and I'm a little concerned.
God, I get them all the time.
I feel like I'm a person who gets them like above that.
I get them like regularly.
I get chills. Do you ever get stroke chills where you only get chills on one side of your body?
No.
You need to go to a doctor.
We're going to take it to Kyler.
Should I?
That's insane.
Oh, I get, yeah, I'll like...
Is that a thing?
Stroke chills. I'll only get them on like one
side
of my body.
The fact that you even call it stroke chills should be setting off alarm bells. Like, hey, do you ever get cancer foot?
Do you ever get only left arm pain and like chest? That's
pretty cool. I actually do.
Oh, God.
You get the chills every day?
Just about.
If I hear a good Taylor, like the right Taylor Swift lyric, I'm not even kidding. Like, to be funny, like, I will get chills.
I think I only really get chills at a live concert, is the only time I'll get chills.
I had chills the entire Taylor Swift show.
I don't just get them, though, from music.
What do you get it from?
Like, experiences.
A good sandwich.
Or if something, sometimes. If, I don't know, just like a lot of things in life, I feel.
A good nail appointment.
Can you text me the next time you get the chills and
document
it? Yeah,
I'll send you a picture.
I just want to know.
I'm going to write down every time I get the chills and what caused it.
And if it was a full body or a stroke chill.
Sometimes I will cringe and get the chills. You ever get cringe chills?
Oh.
Like if I'm seeing like a girl like trying to like sing in her car and it's just so bad, I like physically...
Oh, I don't get chills from
I call them... It's like physical cringing and I get the chills from it. And like, there's something about it that I'm like, there's actually something really beautiful about this because of how hard this woman's committing to being a terrible singer. Like, I think I get the chills from being like that, but at the same time, I can't even look at it.
Is there a difference between chills and goosebumps?
I don't think so.
Chills? Okay, to me, chills is like a tingly thing that goes through my body. Goosebumps is where you have
see it on your body.
It feels kind of the same,
I feel.
Unless it's chills when you have a fever. That's different.
Yeah, no, the chills when you have a fever is the
chills
worst.
Chills versus goosebumps.
Goosebumps, I'm usually like freaked out and disgusted by something. Chills, I'm inspired by something. Also, do you guys ever get the chills? Now, it's a different type of chills. It's more of a chilly. When you pee.
Oh, yeah. The
Yeah. Yes. Oh, wait, I get those.
I don't.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're taking a pee, you'll just in the middle, just go.
Yes.
Yes. And then I'm like, oops. And then I miss. And then I'm like, shit.
Actually, one of the last times I got the chills was outside. I heard like a rustling.
30 degree weather.
No. One of the first times I saw the raccoon.
Oh, yeah.
And like, I thought I was going to have to kill this raccoon with my bare hands.
Because
like,
he loves his cat.
The raccoon. Yeah. Because like, I thought they were going to kill the cat. And I like went animal instinct. Like every fucking thing in my body got chills because I made eye contact with this raccoon. And then I picked up a water bottle and I like slammed it on the ground to scare it. And I was just like, I felt like a werewolf.
Rip your head off.
Yeah. But now we're boys. You were friends with the raccoon.
Is the raccoon friends with the cat?
Yes, they're boys, and he'll come up to like the window and say hi and stuff.
But he probably wants to kill the cat.
Well, Cinderella had mice.
If he wanted to kill Rick, he would have done it already.
True.
I love Rick. Also, when you have something stuck in your teeth and you finally like unlodge it.
Oh, flossing? Yeah. Daily. That's a daily treat.
You see the TikTok of the girl who had that like a flower stem in her cheek
like that
for
so
months.
Long ago. Yeah.
No.
She ate like a salad and there was a piece of it stuck in her tooth.
It was like, it was like a thorn and she always kept feeling someone's in her cheek. She went to multiple doctors. They couldn't figure it out.
What?
And then like 2 months later, she's like, oh my gosh. And like pulls out this stem.
Like from the inside?
Yeah. It was almost like a thorn kind of.
Man, she I would love to be digging that out.
It was in her cheek.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's nothing of it more than like getting a splinter out. It's so fun. Yeah. Like push out the little piece of wood.
Any other questions or are we...
Oh, yeah.
Going through answers. Oh, I like these.
Someone said, Well, I can't relate, but Aaron definitely can. And let me know if this is a good experience. But putting on a pair of normal shoes after skiing all day.
That probably sounds about right.
Yeah.
Because those boots are really heavy.
I don't ever really put on shoes after I ski.
That's true. You're just...
Oh, home. I would say it's like, oh, it's such a great sensation. It's just a weird feeling. It's like after being on a boat all day and then you get on like land. You're like...
I had sea legs.
Yeah.
They call it sea legs.
Oh, really? So when you got off, you were like...
No, yeah, like not at first. Like I literally was just like walking around and then I would stand in a store and I was like, the store's moving. Surely everyone else can feel this.
Yeah.
And so it would happen at random times, like when I would stop moving and I was on land and I hated it.
Yeah.
I would get that after going to like a theme park all day.
When
I would lay down to go to sleep, I'd be like, I feel like I'm on a roller coaster. Yeah, it's so weird. It's like, why is it affecting me so much later?
I will say I love taking the boots off, but I never put on like
regular shoes after.
Yeah.
Because you're taking them off in the cabin or whatever.
Yeah, we just ski right up to
I love after like you've been skiing and then you have your first beer after you've been skiing all day.
Your Coors Light.
Oh my gosh, that just hits.
The first beer on like a hot beach day too is...
Yes.
Should we go skiing when we go do our photos?
Do we want to? I've been like on the fence about skiing again.
Ever again?
No, I also
don't think that it's not worth it here.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't know.
I also love when you're brushing your teeth and you like see something come out. You're like, it did its job. Like, it always makes me so like, oh,
it got out.
I'm proud. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of my toothbrush. I'm proud of me. I'm proud of my teeth. It's like it really did its job.
Are you flossing before you brush your teeth?
Yes.
And it's still getting stuff out?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you terrified about tapeworms?
No.
I've been like on like TikTok and I'll see these people like detox and they'll pull out like a...
No way.
Like a 3 foot long tapeworm that was inside their gut and their body, like getting rid of like a tapeworm.
Ew.
Yeah, I have seen that. I don't know how accurate it is, but they'll like have some drink that you drink for like a week. And then after a week, like everybody has it. And it like gets rid of a thing that you have inside of you that everyone has.
Like a parasite that's been in you the whole time.
Like, that's disgusting.
I don't know if that's real or not.
Huh?
Yeah, it can't be real.
I think it is fake. I feel like I saw somewhere it was not real.
Like, if we all had fucking worms inside of us, then we'd be very ill.
In the hospital.
Yeah.
I don't know if it affects you like that, though.
Maybe. That's why I try eating a lot of spicy food to try and kill it. That's a theory, that if you eat spicy food, it's, like, better for your immune system. Because it's killing all the germs.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's real or not.
Bless. Thank you. Bless up.
Plugging in a USB first try.
Well, now with USB-C, thank God, you don't need to fucking play that game
like
anymore.
Which way? Oh,
I've never plugged in a USB right side up, no matter what.
I did last night, and I was proud of myself.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
Like the old... Plugged in a USB in it. Well, yeah.
It's
the
like,
old ones, like the square ones that you had to like put the right, because there's like a little strip inside of it, so you have to do it right. Otherwise, it's
like
backwards
and
it won't go
part.
In.
So if it's upside down, it won't fit, and you're like, oh, fuck, and you have to flip it the other way.
You don't know what they're talking about?
No.
Aaron.
I'll show you.
A USB.
Yeah, but like the
old... You know how there's
ones?
Like a plot...
It's called USB-A.
Oh, USB-A. You would know.
I just don't understand what you mean by upside down.
Like where you can't plug it in because you have to flip it over.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I guess I just don't know why. I need to see the plug.
I know, I'm showing.
Just, yeah, that one.
Any of those. I want like, okay, like this.
I don't think it zooms in.
Fuck. Okay.
Just show
like
that one.
This one.
The one
if
on the
you
right?
Do it upside down or like the wrong way, it's not going to fit.
Oh,
there's
into the
there.
I was thinking of the actual plug itself being plugged into the wall.
Oh, no, not the wall.
That's why I was like, I don't understand.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's like... I don't ever do that.
What? Plug it in?
TJ does that stuff.
TJ does tech.
That and I don't like have any of those, but my stuff is all like plugged into, like my dresser has a charger on it. So like, don't ever have to plug it in.
You see, we are one and done with your USBs. You're not out here.
Yeah, I'm not.
I do not
when I have one in the kitchen, it is literally labeled kitchen charger, like travel charger.
Right, right. And once it's plugged in, it's not getting
unplugged.
She's
not leaving.
Wow, that's nice.
I like the vibration that the phone does when you airdrop something successfully and when like you do Apple Pay, where it's this like, boom.
Yeah.
Like you're like,
it worked.
Like,
yeah,
it worked. It's like fucking hit. We did it. We solved it. We're good to go.
Do you think that's what happens in Iceland when they like
they
the same
bump.
Sensation?
Oh
yeah, mate.
The bump phones to see if they're related.
And if it's not, it's
like, fuck.
Damn it.
But can you set that sensation that type of vibration for like a text?
Yeah, you can do any. It's like a new thing. You can tap your own vibration.
Oh no, that's old. I used to do that.
What did you say? Custom vibrations?
The Vine days, yeah.
For like different people?
No, just like I remember someone told me, I was like, oh cool. So I did my own and then it was like my text or whatever.
Mm-hmm. My phone has been it hasn't buzzed. Like I turned off the buzzing since like 2015 probably.
So what does it do? Just light up?
If I have the sound on, I'll hear the sound, but if it's off, it's just I have to look at the screen to know if I get a notification.
That's kind of nice. That.
I still get like physical like adrenaline jumps from getting texts just because like
that. So do you mostly always have your sound on?
No, I'm just like I'll check my phone. You know
when he checks his phone.
Yeah, when I check my phone, I'll see if I got anything.
Huh. Ooh, I have one that I feel like it's universally liked. For me, it's more from like high school. But when you wake up and you realize it's like Saturday or Sunday, and you're like. Oh, it's the weekend.
Yes.
Like, I'm not up. I don't have to go to school. I have to get up early to go to school.
The weekend is. There's
or
also that.
Obviously, when you wake up and it's a snow day, that's the best.
And the John Mulaney quote of like canceling plans is like heroin. When someone cancels plans on you, you're like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, you're like, I need that hit.
Yeah, yeah, like, oh, the dinner in fucking Santa Monica is canceled. Sorry for making a local LA reference there, Matt, but
no, just you want to talk about the traffic? Do we want to talk about the intersection down there? Like,
oh, you ever go to that Ginia and the line is just so long, so you walk to the Marshalls around the corner?
I listened to our podcast on the way here.
You listened to our podcast on the way here?
Yes, I did.
How was it?
It was hilarious.
Which one?
But the Ginia came up, that part.
Oh, yeah. And you were like, skip, next,
I was like,
boring.
I don't know what they're talking about. What the fucking restaurant they're talking about? Goddamn. Yeah.
I have one email that we didn't read during the wedding episode that came through that I thought was pretty crazy.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Thanksgiving, not wedding.
I was like, wedding?
I know it's post-Thanksgiving, but this is a Thanksgiving horror story that needs to be heard.
Okay.
Okay. I was in fourth grade that year, and my whole family was supposed to come to my house for Thanksgiving dinner. Last minute, my dad canceled dinner because he had to work late, so his whole side of the family decided to cancel too. My mom doesn't have any family, so when I tell you she was pissed how much food she just made, she pretty much became a demon. Anyway, turns out she was acting out for other reasons as well. She told my brother and I that Thanksgiving was canceled because dad had to work late. Then she says, do you want to know where your father really is? She packed us in the car and took us for a drive. We're pulling into a parking lot and I quickly realize I've been here before. My mom parks the car and tells us to go knock on the front door. My brother and I go to the door, knock, and all of a sudden my dad answers the door with a stack of napkins in his hand and a full Thanksgiving feast on the table behind him. A woman I recognize runs to the door and immediately slams it shut. My brother and I run back to the car and my mom lays out the news. The Sunday before Thanksgiving, my mom found out from our pastor that my dad was having an affair in church with my Sunday school teacher, who was also my best friend's mom. And my dad's whole side of the family knew about it. 15 years later, my best friend is my stepsister, and my Sunday school teacher from fourth grade is my stepmom. But we all pretty much hate each other, and I really fucking hate Thanksgiving.
Damn.
Wow, that's messy.
That's like fucked up to have your kids go to the door to discover their dad's having an affair.
Why would you do the affair on Thanksgiving?
I know.
Yeah, like, what? Let's meet up on another day.
Well, they must have. I feel like it must have been happening for a while if the whole his whole family knew.
Yeah,
because like his family was there.
Well, maybe by that time the mom had found out and like just go be with them.
She knows she found out the Sunday before.
Well, that's what I mean. Maybe she's like, get the fuck
out.
What
was what was his plan? Hey, I'm not going to be around for Thanksgiving. I have a business trip. And then
like,
he's
down
the street.
Abandon your children?
I feel like it said at the beginning, it was like he was out of town. He said he was out
of
town.
Do you
ever
like envision all of these stories that we hear on Reddit, like in the same town? Like,
wait, what?
Yes. Yes.
My brain, the way I illustrate it, it's just all in this,
like somewhere in the middle of the country. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
That's every time.
Like where the show Justified takes place. You ever seen that show? Like in, I don't know. Yeah. That was a Reddit story or a write-in?
Someone wrote into us.
Oh, that wasn't even a Reddit story?
No, yeah. It's a listener.
We're so sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry that happened. That's insane. But that is a crazy story. So thank you for writing.
Because the Reddit stories, I'm like, okay, maybe this is like a little exaggerated or whatever. When people write it, I'm like, this is a real person that this really happened to.
Yeah.
That most sucks. Likely. Oh, you think people are just going,
well, right? I don't think they're fake, but like, I'm sure somebody has written something.
Just imagine losing your whole family one day. Your best friend.
Yeah.
Your dad.
And your Sunday school
whole
teacher.
Side of the family.
Yeah, church.
She was a good storyteller when she said the line, and I realized I had been to this place before.
Yeah, that was
a good little line.
Mm-hmm. You should look into being an author.
Uh-huh. Damn.
Kosher, Kissing Kosher needs a third installment.
What was the other one? Matzo ball?
The matzo ball.
The matzo ball.
I can't believe it doesn't even have anything to do with like a dance.
I think it does.
Oh.
That's the name that she's getting us. She's going to the matzo ball to get inspiration, right? Isn't that what said in the description? That's how I read it.
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize it was an actual ball.
Yeah, no, yeah, the matzo ball.
Well, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. I know. It's been so long.
Oh my goody goodness.
We'll see you next week. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, guys. Be safe out there.
Make good choices.
That's a great sign-off line.
My aunt would always say that to me. She says, be safe and make good choices.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good way to leave people.
That's a good good influences
sign-off.
Sign-off. Make good choices.
Make good choices.
Even if we don't,
I like that. Yeah.